It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. In the 10 years following 9/11, the Department of Veterans Affairs settled 16 wrongful death cases for veterans who died in Washington State VA hospitals. Nationwide, the VA paid out $200 million over that same time period for nearly 1,000 veterans who died under the agency's care. Aaron Glantz covered the story for the Center for Investigative Reporting, where his beat is the military and veterans. When we spoke earlier today, he told me about a specific wrongful death case from the VA here in Seattle.
Well, I think the one that troubled me the most involved a 49-year-old Air Force veteran who was sent to the psychiatric ward at the VA in Seattle. And you know, he had a long history of psychiatric care following his discharge from the Air Force. And he hung himself with his own belt in the VA hospital. And I just find that incredibly troubling that, you know, something as simple as confiscating somebody's belt when they go to the inpatient psychiatric ward was not done. And then across the country, there's lots of other cases that involve overdose deaths, botched surgeries, misdiagnoses. You know, they run the whole gamut in terms of mistakes that were made by the VA in caring for our veterans.
Well, this number of wrongful deaths for veterans under VA care, 1,000 over around 12 years, is disturbing. But how does that compare to the number of wrongful deaths that might have taken place in civilian hospitals over the same time period?
It's very difficult to make that kind of comparison because there's a very unique process that somebody has to file if they want to go to court against the VA. If you feel wronged by a local hospital, you get your ambulance-chasing lawyer, you go into court. Often these cases are settled fairly quickly. When it comes to the VA, the first thing you have to do, because they're owned by the federal government, is go through this very lengthy tort process where the VA tries to settle it administratively. Only after a year of kind of dealing with the VA in this closed agency process can you go to court. Then you're in federal court going up against the U.S. attorney, which fights very, very hard against making payments. And, for example, one of the people that we quote in our story, this gentleman from Tennessee, Scott Iceward, an Iraq War veteran, the VA told him that he did not have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. He shot himself in the head and killed himself. And here we are, 5 years later, and his widow is actually still fighting with the VA, and they're arguing that they shouldn't have to pay because of a technicality, a legal technicality. So I would take this 1,000 number of deaths as really just the tip of the iceberg of the problem.
Because it's so hard to it's so hard to do these cases.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also, another example, this gentleman actually from the Seattle area was active duty at Fort Lewis and developed addiction to painkillers after he was blown up in Afghanistan. Jeffrey Wagoner became addicted, actually overdosed and survived while at Walter Reed, came back here to the West Coast, and the military knew he had a problem. They sent him to the VA in Roseburg, Oregon, to get clean. While he was in the detox unit at Roseburg, they continued to prescribe him painkillers. And when they discharged him, they actually sent him home with a bottle of oxycodone, muscle relaxants, and over a dozen other medications. He took a large portion of them, including 8 of the oxy tablets. And when his family sought justice after he died, within 3 hours of his discharge from the VA, they lost. So, legally, was his death a wrongful death? The courts decided no, but we, as the American public, know that a mistake was made there, and so that's why, you know, this 1,000 veteran deaths is troubling, in part because we know there are many more.
Are there any patterns to these deaths that the VA has identified?
The problem is that the VA is not doing enough to examine why these deaths occur and look for patterns. Congress has been very interested in this. They've identified 23 recent deaths, and they're asking Congress, they're asking the VA, who's being held accountable? Who's being fired over these malpractice incidents? What hospital procedures are being changed after a mistake occurs? And they feel like they're getting stonewalled by the VA. And, you know, you ask about patterns. I mean, one thing I'll tell you is that we looked at the decade after 9/11 in terms of the number of wrongful deaths. We would have liked to take it up to the present. The reason that we didn't is because we had to fight tooth and nail with the VA using the Freedom of Information Act. It took us more than a year to get these records, and when we did, they were highly redacted. So there's a lack of transparency, which is a problem when you try to identify what the root causes are of these tragic incidents.
Why are these wrongful deaths happening so frequently at the VA?
I think the biggest problem that the VA faces, again, is the lack of accountability. There's really fantastic doctors at the VA, especially in the Puget Sound. The Seattle VA is one of the best in the entire country. You have incredibly dedicated doctors who are experts at treating post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury. These are people who do the work because they love to treat veterans. They care about veterans. They have a passion for it. But on the flip, there's also some people who work at the VA who are doing it because it's a paycheck at the federal government. And like any kind of government bureaucracy, there are people who do not come to work every day thinking about how to do the best job possible. And there are people who try to come to work to try to defraud the system. And I think that what all these deaths point to is that the VA is not cognizant enough and does not really have a plan of how to deal with these individuals, and also systems which make it difficult for veterans to access care, and the people who are trying to do a good job are not, you know, their own reputations are sullied as a result of these bad actors.
Is anything changed at the Veterans Administration? Is Congress contemplating forcing the Veterans Administration to make changes to prevent these wrongful deaths in the future?
It's interesting because this legislation that I was referencing before to promote accountability by making it easier for the Secretary of Veterans Affairs to fire people in, they call it the Senior Executive Service. These are 450 government employees at the VA who are kind of below the level of political appointees, but above the level of workers, right? And the concern that Congress has is that these incompetent senior managers are allowed to stay in their position even after, you know, horrible tragedy strikes. So they have legislation that would not require that anyone be let go, but would simply give the Secretary of Veterans Affairs the authority to dismiss these individuals more easily. And the VA is actually fighting this legislation.
That's Aaron Glantz. He covers the military and veterans for the Center for Investigative Reporting, where this story originally appeared. We have a link to that story and an interactive map of where these problems take place at KUOW.org. This is The Record on KUOW Seattle.